Yep.
Tom, it's Bill. I need you to come down here. Something happened. I need your help.
Sergeant Nathan West leads the U.S. Special Forces' most elite unit. Deception is their most dangerous weapon.
My Rangers are God!
I think Hardy is a clever, smart man who clearly can manipulate situations and people's minds to get what he needs to have done. I think it's always interesting to not know exactly where a film is going to end up. And I think you really don't know how to figure this film out. And the three or four scenarios that it reflects on is retroactively is so, you know, fascinating because it's a puzzle that one has to figure out. He's asserting his you know, appeal to her in a very offhanded way. Roguish way, you know. She's just being the ultimate professional, but she's playing it where you can see that she's inadvertently attracted to him. With any great actor, other actors become better instantly because they give them the confidence, you know. And when I worked with Sam, I instantly became a better actor because it inspires that.
The soldier we're talking to first is Dunbar.
Is he in an interrogation room?
Yes, sir.
Move him.
Why?
Because interrogation rooms tend to look suspiciously like interrogation rooms, which makes people uncomfortable. Is he cute?
Excuse me?
Dunbar, is he cute?
Sir, if you're not going to take this
is
seriously...
Is he handsome? Is he self-assured? Does he carry himself well? Does he look you in the eyes when you talk to him or down at the floor? Does he have good bones which suggest good breeding? Does he slouch or sit up? These are important questions that reveal a great deal about a man's character. Now, look, get over yourself for 2.5 seconds and tell me, is he cute?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'll let you know how it turns out.
If you look at him from the exterior, he's a very hard, cold, mean, no-nonsense kind of guy. But that's the kind of guy that he has to be. Just because he's training a group of people to go out and do some things that could get them killed. And if they make mistakes while they're being trained, then they're going to die. John's like a, you know, worker bee. He shows up to work, and if rain is the condition, that's the condition. He has fun all the time, even in the midst of all that rain and wind and mud and stuff. He was like joking and having fun. That's just John. That's the nature of doing the job. And I have that same attitude. If you can't have fun, then you shouldn't be doing it. It's, you know, shocking. It's got a very interesting twist at the end of it, and I think it'll make audiences try and figure out, you know, who can get to the answer first.
Those of you I find lacking will quit, and those of you who refuse to quit will have a training accident. This base suffers 3 training accidents a year, unfortunate accidents that I will not hesitate to repeat if you cross me. Is that understood? Give me a hoo-ha, Sergeant.
Hoo-ha, Sergeant!
And what's your name?
Sergeant, my name is Pike, Sergeant.
Pike, surrender your sidearm for inspection. What are you doing?
You told me to
relinquish. Are you talking? Did you speak to me? Who told you to speak? A Ranger never relinquishes his weapon. You will not surrender your weapon. Everybody better give me a hoo-ha, Sergeant.
Hoo-ha, Sergeant!
Murder is basic. No conspiracies, no puppet masters pulling the strings.
They planned this. Where are they?
We're here, but we're not here.
You want to see what happens when you lie?
What are you doing?
When you lie!
There are degrees of truth.